UK, we're well aware of the rise in obesity, and there are plenty of initiatives to get us all exercising more. But this is not just a UK issue. Denmark has the same challenges, and they're using nature to help the population slim down. That's according to Thomas Borup, chief forester at the Klosterhaven Forest in West Jutland.
We are trying to get children out in the forest. We are trying to get children out in the nature to get them move more and sit in front of the computer a little less. We are offering them mountain bike tours, fighting games, running tours, all sort of things where you can use nature, use your muscles and get out and get some fresh air and have fun at the same time.
And what's the response been to this?
A lot of school classes are actually participating all over the country, and we hope that we can participate, we can contribute to the aim of getting children to move 60 minutes a day.
Now, this is focused around obviously getting people moving a bit more, but what about also educating them about the environment within which they're moving?
We are working together with the municipalities, with the school around us, both in normal nature interpretation, where we have a guide with them and telling them about the forest or the nature, or actually making some tests and making them work in nature. But also we are having outdoor education and a very interesting project where we have education of math, English, Danish out in the forest or in the nature.
And why is that a good idea, just apart from being a different environment than a classroom?
A lot of children actually learn better when they use their body, and some, I think especially the boys, the guys, they are not very good at sitting still and listening to a teacher for more than a few minutes in a row.
So what does being outside then give them?
It can give them space, it can give them a possibility of using their body to get them moving, and actually learning better by using their hands together with their mind instead of only using their brains.
And apart from just getting children to come out into nature, how are you making it easier for people to access nature and perhaps even bringing the nature a bit closer to them?
We have had a project called the Nature Bus, which we started 1.5 years ago, and we are inviting people to ride in a bus, and then we are bringing the nature in the bus. We have equipped the bus with the camera zooming 70 times, a strong zoom, infrared recording equipment so we can look at night. We have good microphones, so we are actually able to draw the beaver, the stag or the geese right into the bus, and we can show them on some good quality screens where we have in the bus. It is not a way of learning people to watch television instead of going in the nature. It's actually more a way to provide nature experience for the people who are not able to walk or very poor walkers themselves. It can be disabled people where we can have wheelchairs in the bus up to 16 at a time, or it can be old people or people that we usually not getting in contact with.
And how have the Danish people's sort of attitude towards getting out into nature and their environment, how has that changed, say, over the last few decades?
The interest in nature have increased, definitely. I think the last survey showed that people in average got in the forest 10 times a year, and that includes the very old, the very young, and the people not coming in the forest at all. So it's being the most popular outdoor recreation in Denmark, even surpassing football and other things. The interest is increasing, both for knowing more about nature and for caring more about nature, and for using nature for recreational purposes, whether it is going on mountain bike, using the forest as a fitness center, or going for a ride on a horse, or just take a walk.
That's Thomas Borup from the Klosterhaven Forest in Denmark.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.